One proposal would prohibit the use of Medicaid funds for gender-affirming care for patients under age 18. Another would block all Medicaid and Medicare dollars to hospitals and physicians that provide these services. That would include essentially all of the medical profession. Abigail Swetz is the executive director of the LGBTQ plus advocacy group FAIR Wisconsin. She says the impact could be dire.
Because we are talking about forcing hospitals to try and choose between providing this medically necessary care to trans kids and remaining open.
Restricting this type of care has been a priority for President Trump since the first day of this administration. The proposed rules don't take effect immediately. A 60-day comment period began on Friday. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.